And welcome into You're the Cure with Dr. Ben Edwards, MD. Check out Veritas Medical for archive shows and other important information to help you regain control of your health. That's VeritasMedical.com. Once again, let me say good morning to Dr. Ben Edwards, MD. Good morning, Dr. Edwards. How are you, sir?
Good, Wade. How are you doing this morning?
I can't complain. Hope you had a great weekend.
We did. Restful weekend. Thank you for having us in studio today. We've got an amazing guest. The most amazing guest I've had in the 8 or 9 years of doing the show. My bride, Jamie Edwards. Welcome to the show, Jamie.
Good morning.
Jamie's been a little reluctant to come in to the show the last 8 years, but she agreed to come today because we have a story to tell, and really the story is just the story of Veritas since it started. Since the Lord founded it 12 years ago, and he really reestablished it about a year and a half ago as his business, and I gave it fully to him. I thought I had before that, but we'll get into that part of the story. But there's a transition that the Lord's putting us through at the clinic and the whole business. So we're a wellness company and a clinic and a market too for these local producers to have a place to put their products. But specifically, people look at us as a clinic, which is great. I mean, I went into medical school to try to help people. And in that pursuit of helping people, as listeners of the show well know, that's led me on a path that wasn't what I predicted or thought. And Jamie's been along for the ride the whole time. So I thought she would have some good things, some beneficial things to add into the mix. And really, I thought I would just share our story to really paint a picture of where we're going in the new year in 2024 and to kind of set up next week's show with Jamie Winship. So last week we had my dad on. That was a great show. So this week, again, all in the family. And the show last week, I hope everyone got the point of that show, was that stewardship, without a doctor, just with gaining some knowledge and then walking with someone who can support you and encourage you. And obviously my dad was very committed, and with my mom's help, he was able to reverse his diabetes and hypertension in 90 days and lose some weight, and he feels like a younger man. And that was without seeing a doctor or a nurse practitioner, without seeing a medical person. It really wasn't a medical problem. Although he went to his doctor to get the quote-unquote diagnosis, it's just a label that indicated something was out of whack, out of order, and he had lack of knowledge and lack of stewardship. He gained the knowledge, and he started stewarding, and he reversed the disorder. He brought order to the disorder, and now the diagnosis is gone. So I really want to highlight that whole thing right there was, you know, the standard American way is to walk into your doctor and get the label classified or diagnosed. My dad thought he was just getting older, a little more sluggish, a little more shuffled step, imbalance, tripping, low energy, kind of vague symptoms that he just thought were of old age. And although he's 77 years old, it was clear after we did the blood work that his body was out of order. So I just want to drive that point home. What Jamie and I are going to talk about today, it's not discounting. Well, it's not even going to discount the need for symptom management. Now, my dad decided not to just manage his symptoms. His doctor gave him 4 prescriptions, and he decided to hold those for 90 days and see if he could deal with the root cause. But we're not against symptom management, and we're definitely pro gaining knowledge and then stewardship. And then finally, in the point that's got Jamie most excited and myself, but for the first time, and I'll let Jamie talk about it here in a minute, she's at true peace with where Veritas is going, because where we're going is beyond stewardship, or it's a continuation of stewardship. It's the stewardship of your thoughts, your thinking, your mindset, and ultimately how you see God, how you see yourself, and how you see others. We're going to talk about that more deeply next week with Jamie Winship about true identity. That is such a key piece of this healing puzzle. If you don't know who you are, how in the world can your body be in order and function like it's supposed to function? So just real quick, I want to go all the way back because we're going to use this show as kind of a an introductory piece for new clients and new patients seeking out our counsel. And I want to be able to point to this show where they can go listen, hear the whole story. And Jamie, you can chime in anytime, but I'm going to go all the way back to high school. Well, I'll go back earlier than that. So I was second born. My big brother made all A's his entire career from kindergarten through engineering degree at Baylor that I think he finished in 4 years. It's a 5-year program, and he never made a B. And I was following in his footsteps as a second born until eighth grade shop class. I made my first B, and it was devastating for me. I mean, it just crushed me because making all A's was part of my false identity. I thought I had to perform to be loved and accepted. My mom and dad never told me that, but just a thought that came in somewhere in our culture kind of supports that thought. But going on through school into high school, you know, find your identity in sports, finding it in your academics, which is what I was doing. And then my dad, who, as y'all heard last week, works for Xerox for 52 years now, I think, he came to me between my junior and senior year and said, "Hey, guys, I'm sorry, but we're going to have to move." And this would have been my fourth high school in 4 years. So, but this was a big move. All the other moves were within Texas. And this one was from Texas to New York. Rochester, New York was a headquarters for Xerox. And that's, he took a big promotion up to the headquarters. And so we moved up there to a little town outside of Rochester. And I, of course, was so devastatedly, I was mad. I was angry. Why, how could Dad move me my senior year of high school into New York of all places? but he did. And I kind of resented him for that a little bit, but it turned out to be an okay year because it was a small little town we moved to. So I got to participate in all the athletics and all the things. And it was a fun time, actually. But fast forward through, came back to college down in Texas at Baylor. And into my junior year, it's time to apply to medical school. And this is after I changed my major 5 times, looking for something else besides doctoring. Not because I didn't want to help people, but I didn't want to be in school that long. I didn't want to go to med school 4 more years and residency 3 to 4 more years and maybe a fellowship and get $100,000 in debt. So I was looking for something else to do, and the Lord just made it clear between my junior and senior year, medical school was a place to be. So when I was starting the application process for all the medical schools in Texas, the schools came back to tell me that I was an out-of-state resident, and they only had 2 seats out of 200 for out-of-staters. And I thought, well, that can't be right. I'm a Texan. I'm seventh-generation Texan. I've been here my whole life except for the 9 months of my senior year. But because I was on my parents' income tax form as a dependent, then I was officially a New Yorker still. So it really upset me. I went ahead and graduated undergrad, took a year off to work to reestablish myself as an income-earning, tax-paying Texan. And once I did that, applied to medical school, I was accepted. That was in January. School didn't start till August, so I felt like I had 8 months of freedom, and I decided to quit the job I was in, and I found a job working on a ranch in Colorado. And that was the first time I'd ever been to Colorado. I got hired on the phone, telephone interview, showed up in Colorado. And that ranch was a ranch where Jamie's granddad had managed the ranch for 40 years. And that was his first year of retirement. So there were new managers on the ranch and a young couple that had just adopted twin baby boy, infant baby boy. So they were probably 6 months old or something.
Tinier
than that. Tinier. Well, Jamie was the nanny for those babies. That's where we met. So at our rehearsal dinner, I had to repent to my dad and ask for forgiveness for holding a grudge. If he had not moved me to New York my senior year of high school, I would have not been a New York resident when I tried to apply to medical school. Would not have had to sit out and work a year and have 8 months off and go to Colorado and work that fun job up on the ranch in Colorado and meet Jamie. So that's a little bit of our backstory. She, for some reason, said yes to this crazy guy who is going to move her to Houston. Jamie grew up on a ranch kind of middle of nowhere. Her comes from a ranch and family, and probably more cows and goats and horses and chickens than human population in the county, maybe. So Houston, Texas was a big, big change. Between second and third year med school. And she's actually at WT going to school up in Canyon. Moved to Houston. And that was the beginning of this wild ride. And it was, you know, those first years of marriage are a lot of fun and a little bit of a strain, especially because I was at the hospital all the time, on call all the time. But Jamie was very supportive. She got up one morning real early at 3 a.m. with me because I had to be at the hospital at 3:30 a.m. for pediatric surgery rotation, which was my first rotation of starting out after we got married. And she got up one morning to fix me a smoothie, try to help me out, make a good breakfast for me. And we'll bring her in with a funny story. So she was half asleep still. It was blending that smoothie in the wooden spoon she was using. She accidentally grinded it in the blender a little bit, but she didn't tell me this. So she handed me my smoothie, gave me a kiss on the cheek, sent me on my way, and I'm on the little school bus or trolley going into the medical center drinking that smoothie, and little splinters are getting in my tongue and my cheeks, spitting some wood out of my mouth.
It's just helping you with your fiber.
Yeah, a little extra fiber. So got home that night, and she kind of confessed, and I told her, thank you, babe, but you can just stay asleep. It's fine. I'll get my own breakfast. But anyways, we moved to Waco, finished residency, have our first baby in Waco, and then we moved to Post. And Jamie and I both prayed hard and long on what town to go to. We looked at 30 different small towns in Texas, and the Lord told us Post. And we thought, well, I thought, man, can't be. Because I wanted to deliver babies. That was the funnest part of being a doctor, is delivering babies. And the hospital shut down in Post in Garza County a few years before that. So I thought, man, can that really be where we're supposed to go? Because there's no hospital. And Jamie thought, man, can that really be where we're supposed to go? Because it was Post. We love Post. So we spent 7 years there. And that clinic, and it's not all me, we had a great team, an awesome team down there. The county got behind us. The county board got behind us. The healthcare district board got behind us. P&S, which was a management company out of Lubbock, got behind us. They marketed and promoted and welcomed us with open arms. And we had just a lot of support there, and we were able to turn that clinic around financially by seeing lots of patients. So volume equals dollars, especially Medicaid and Medicare. A dense population down there, Medicaid, Medicare don't pay real well compared to private insurance. So you have to see volume, and we did. And we made it. We made it work, got them out of debt, and then they made good on their promise to build a brand new clinic. And that was, you know, a couple years in, they built this clinic. It was awesome. We got to design it. Jamie and I got to kind of have a hand in it and decorating it and stuff. And the taxpayers were happy to have a brand new clinic. And in 1 year, that $1 million bank note to build that clinic was paid off. And a year after that, $1 million of taxpayer healthcare dollars were in the bank account. Because the clinic was self-sufficient, they didn't have to subsidize us. So a brand new clinic paid for, money in the bank. Washington Post newspaper put us on the front page because of that success, but all that was dollars. It wasn't lives being transformed and made whole and healed. And that's our true desire. We don't want to just treat symptoms pharmaceutically. We don't just want to treat symptoms nutraceutically. We don't want to stop short of you being transformed, made whole. And a doctor can't do that. And a health coach can't do that. Now, we can walk with you and point you in the right direction and encourage you and teach you. And that's the Latin root of doctor, is teacher. But that desire is really the desire I had going to medical school. I just didn't realize that medical school education in America was very narrow. It only taught pharmaceutical and surgery remedies. Our toolbox was very, very small. I did not know that. MD Anderson's where I did most of my rotations. I had no idea that these super smart doctors at MD Anderson, who were seeing patients from all over the world, were limited in their toolbox, that there were way more tools out there. I had no idea. And most doctors don't, even to this day. So in Garza County, we did the best we could, but patients weren't getting well. But I didn't know what else to do about it. And so it was just a little bit of a struggle. Everyone was happy. The town and the taxpayer and the management company out of Lubbock was happy. And really, I was kind of happy. We're, you know, living my dream, I'll emphasize there, small town country doctor that I thought I had to be to get my identity from that. Raising our kids in a small town, being the Friday night football team doctor, doing the nursing home and house calls, all that stuff where I was really finding my self-worth and value in that. And it's not that it was bad. It was fine. It was helpful things, but it wasn't who God made me to be. And therefore, it wasn't exactly I wasn't walking in my true identity, and therefore the fruit in my life wasn't super great, mostly at home, because I was so busy at work, influenced by people pleasing and performance and having to be right about everything. It led to some fight or flight at more home and personal life. And of course, Jamie was super supportive, but at the same time, just something was off, but didn't know what. So you just go around trying to chase that fruit and trying to make your circumstances better. So I hired a PA to help me out so I'd have more time at home, and I'd try to do more at home. I'd change dirty diapers and go grocery shopping and take out the trash and do all this performing. And now I'm really worn out. I'm performing extra at home, performing extra at the office. And at the office, people seem happy. The town seems happy. At home, we're a little off. Nothing horrible, but just, man, something's just not right. And anyways, y'all know the story. A divine appointment. My nurse practitioner met a doctor up in Amarillo at a bed and breakfast who told him there is no such thing as diseases. They're all consequences. My nurse practitioner's particular disease was celiac. And that doctor said, no, if you give your body what it needs and avoid what it doesn't, that celiac can be cured or go into remission or be symptom-free, whatever word you want to put in there. You can't really say cured because the FDA owns that word. And you can't claim a cure to anything unless you get FDA approval of that and you prove it through million-dollar clinical trials. But side note there, he put it into remission. And so that opened my eyes. This doctor in Amarillo, Roby Mitchell, who has since passed, but Roby was the only doctor in all of West Texas that I knew of, from Amarillo to Lubbock to Midland, Odessa, kind of up and down the West Texas corridor, the only cash pay integrative functional holistic MD that there was. And so I met Roby, argued with him for about a year, just couldn't believe it. Cognitive dissonance. How could this be that diabetes is reversible? I mean, now my dad last week tells his story, and in 90 days his A1C goes from 11 to 6. That's unheard of. If you would have told me that in post-Texas, I would have said, you're crazy. There's no way dad can do that, much less anybody else. Was clueless you could reverse type 2 diabetes. The first time Roby Mitchell told me that, and he sent me a YouTube video of a guy who did it, who wasn't even a doctor, he's an engineer, I was up till 3 a.m. watching that YouTube. I think I woke Jamie up in the middle of the night, she probably don't remember this, but saying, babe, look at this. Type 2 diabetes is reversible. It blew my mind. Half of Garza County was diabetic, and the other half was pre-diabetic probably. And if you're diabetic, you probably know you're at increased risk of heart attack, stroke, cancer, Alzheimer's, autoimmune, and every other disease. So if you could cut diabetes, you just cut your risk of everything dramatically. So that enough in and of itself, just reversing diabetes was enough for me to really, really, really be interested in what Roby Mitchell was preaching. And of course, he went on to tell me, hey, Ben, by the way, you can't just quote unquote cure diabetes. When you bring order to the body, everything gets better. You can't cure someone of diabetes and they'll stay hypertensive and fibromyalgia and migraines. All that'll go away. Because order in the body causes it to function like God intended for it to function. It was amazing. Of course, the cognitive dissonance, this can't be. How could this be? These really smart doctors at Mayo and John Hopkins and everywhere else, how can they not know this? They're smarter than I am. On and on and on. Now, that was in 2012. I tried to bring holistic medicine, ride the fence, do a little bit of both in Garza County, and it didn't work, so they asked me to leave. So we did. That was a Friday afternoon. I got my firing letter and called Jamie and said, hey, babe, meet me at the clinic. They said, we got to be out by Monday morning. And this was a little bit of a shock, and we weren't prepared for it, but the Lord slammed the door shut on that thing big time in a moment. And so one door closes, another one opens, and we were laying there in bed. And I was, of course, going in my orphan mentality of how do I provide for myself and protect my family and provide for my family. I got to figure this out and scheme and dream and do crunch the numbers and look at my checkbook and balance my bank accounts and predict how many patients do I have to see and how much should I even charge them. And I don't even know what I'm really doing yet, so how can I charge them that much? And just on and on and on. But I knew it was the truth. And my trust in the Lord at that time actually was real small, although I've gone to church my whole life, baptized when I was 11 years old, actually trusting His ways are greater than our ways, and I can trust Him to be my provider, I can trust Him to show me the way. That was super immature, even non-existent, I would say. I was very much self-preservation, self-protection, self promoting, self-providing. But this truth, we're laying there, and I said, Jamie, we're going to open our own clinic, cash only. We got to come up with a name. And I just said, it's the truth. And Jamie said, it's the truth. So what's the truth in Latin and in Greek? And we went with the Latin because VeritasMedical.com website was available, or that domain name. So we grabbed that, started Veritas Medical in 2012. And it was me renting a room for $100 a month from the Farm Bureau insurance gal down in Post on Main Street in Post. She had a little empty office in the back of her old downtown Post, Texas building. No windows in that little room back there, probably 12 by 12 room, old carpet, old building. Went to Lubbock, bought a used office supply, chairs and desk and a laptop, and bought a little square swiper, credit card swiper for my phone, opened a bank account, and we started to see patients. I started to see patients. Jamie did her decorating style. If y'all been in the clinic in Lubbock, y'all have seen Jamie's amazing gifting of interior design. Well, she started it in the Farm Bureau office, that tiny little dark room. She put up a curtain rod with curtains on either side and a mirror in the middle to make it look like a window at least, and put a painting up on a very limited budget. She made it beautiful, and she continues to make it beautiful. And we started seeing these patients. It grew and grew and grew. Word of mouth, never advertised. Hired a nurse prac to help me because my waiting list was too long. Then another nurse prac, then another, then another, then another. And I think we've gone through 25 nurse pracs in 12 years. And it's been awesome. Those nurse pracs, I love each one of them. They've helped me. They've helped patients along the way. They're my second family. And they've had to learn a whole new way to do things. So it's been quite the journey for all of us. And it's been awesome. And thousands of patients have come through in those 12 years. Well, in June of 22, I was cleaning out my closet in my current home where we're at. I had a little, found a box in the closet under my clothes, the hangers that hang on the lower part of the, where you can't see the floor. There was a box under there from when we had moved 4 years before. And that box got stuffed under those hang-up clothes. And I saw it, and I pulled it out. And it was just some knickknacks and junk, kind of. And I was looking through it, and there were two envelopes in there. And I pulled those envelopes out, and they were both dated June of 2012. And this was June of 22. And so I made note of that. Well, that's weird. 10-year. And when I opened them up, it was my firing letter. And then the next letter was a check. Two checks had showed up in the mail days after I was fired. This miraculous provision showed up. That's a whole nother story. I don't know if I want to waste time on it right now. But the point being, the Lord gave us some provision in that moment in 2012. And so June of 22, I took note of that and just felt a strong impression, a very strong impression inside me. God was saying, the first 10 years was your way. From now on, it's my way. And there will be provision for it too. Don't worry about it. That was a year and a half ago. So I started asking the Lord, what's a doctor in the kingdom look like? Because we're supposed to seek the kingdom first. And Jamie and I started doing that when we couldn't get pregnant. After our first baby, we couldn't get pregnant with our second. For 24 months, we were trying to get pregnant and couldn't, until we read that verse, seek ye first the kingdom. And we earnestly prayed it that day 17 years ago. And it was a five-year journey of seeking the kingdom and getting some old mindsets out of us before God introduced functional, integrative, holistic medicine. But I asked him in that moment, June of 22, what's a doctor in the kingdom look like? I started asking earnestly and seeking that earnestly. I kind of thought already was. So I just said that. I was honest. I prayed and said, God, I thought this was your way the first 10 years. You showed me the four pillars. You've been there along the way. I know you have. But I feel like that's what you told me. The next 10 or the last 10 was your way. Now it's my way. So I believe I heard that. I'm going to ask and seek. And so I started looking to the Bible for what a doctor in the Bible looked like. For some reason, probably my own intellectual mind thought maybe doctors in Jesus' day were more holistic. And he took me to that verse about that story about the woman with the issue of blood. And she had seen all these doctors and had spent all her money on all these doctors. And it hit me. These are patients that come see us. They have the same complaint. I've been to all these doctors. And now I'm coming here and I got to pay cash because you don't take insurance. And they're not being ugly. I know what they mean. But anyways, it just hit me. Well, then that's not it. That is not it. It's not just being more holistic and more integrative, more functional. It's not just the next protocol. And we've done tons of protocols. The Candida protocol, the parasite protocol, the root canal protocol, the Lyme protocol, the heavy metal protocol, the food sensitivity protocol, the leaky gut protocol, the root cause protocol. Tons of protocols. And that's what our 10 years, 12 years of this clinic's been built on, is all these protocols. People do get better. There is no doubt about it. So it's not either or. It's not that those aren't tools in the toolbox that could be used. That's fine. But it's like, there's more. There's more. Go to it. Go to the more. Because now there's 15, roughly. I counted just off the top of my head. Integrative functional doctors between Amarillo, Lubbock, and Midland, Odessa. Hobbs, I threw in Hobbs, New Mexico. There's about 15. People can go to these 15 different places, doctors and nurse pracs, and get all these protocols. And that's awesome because they're beneficial and helpful. But the Lord is moving us beyond that. He's taking the next step. And I'm not saying we can't treat a symptom at our clinic right now. And I'm not saying we couldn't maybe even do some protocols. But I feel like it's almost like a further learning, a further subspecialty, if you will. I don't know what, but it's about being made whole. A protocol cannot make you whole, set you free to just go be who God made you to be and not need a doctor. That's the goal. That's always been the goal. You shouldn't need a doctor. God did not design you so poorly that you can't function. You're so brain fog. You've got so much pain and no energy or whatever. He didn't design us that poorly. And you can get a lot done with stewardship, with a health coach, a wellness navigator, like my dad last week well proves. And that's why we're launching a whole new navigator program in the new year. It's going to be easy to access that. Get your blood panel. Look at your sugar. Look at your insulin. Look at your particle size on your LDL. Get all the inflammatory markers good done. Get the truth about what your blood work shows and walk with a navigator into some truth in the physical stewardship realm. But part of the stewardship is knowing who you are. That's being made whole. And that's why I brought Jamie in today. I felt like the Lord said, bring Jamie. Now's the time. I've jokingly said, come on the show. The people would love to hear from you. My patients, just the public. They're probably sitting there right now saying, we'd like to hear from your wife. It's been 30 minutes, you blabbing. But the second half of the show is going to be Jamie. I wanted to set this up to prove a point, or not prove a point. To connect some dots. We're trying to, and Jamie's going to help us connect these dots to the ultimate thing. I've always talked about it, the peace pillar. We've talked about the peace pillar a million times. My last 6 newsletter articles, and they're on our blog. If you don't get our newsletter, just go to the website, look up the blog, and read the last 6. They're my articles on why do I talk about the peace pillar so much. And I connect the dots between stress, cortisol spiking. Cortisol is your stress hormone. When that cortisol spikes, it blocks your thyroid from working. So just giving you a thyroid pill is not the full answer. Just giving you iodine to support your thyroid is not the full answer. Cortisol is blocking the thyroid from working. Autoimmune disease. Cortisol disrupts your normal immune function. How are you going to balance your immune system out to quit attacking your own tissues if your cortisol is spiking? Cortisol shreds your metabolism. Keto, low carb, intermittent fasting, fine. It's a protocol with some benefit for a time, for a season, but it's over the long haul going to spike your cortisol and shred your metabolism, actually, where you start to gain weight after 3 years of keto and low carb and fasting. Cortisol is going to shred your muscle. 80% of your insulin receptors are in your muscle. We're going to have a show in the future about resistance training, adding muscle. I'm giving a talk in early January, the Lubbock Women's Health Seminar. It's going to be all about longevity from a build your muscle standpoint. There is truth to building muscle, but high cortisol shreds it. High cortisol shreds your neurons. You want to avoid Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and MS and all the neurological degenerative diseases? Fine, eat coconut oil. Get your minerals back. Get your iron down. Morley Robbins has been on the show 30 times. It's clear excess iron is going to disrupt your cellular metabolism. But excess cortisol is going to shut it down too. You cannot diet and exercise and pull iron out and supplement and donate blood your way out of cortisol spiking. That is the dot I'm trying to connect from the physical through stewardship down to the peace pillar. We're up against a break. When we come back, I'm going to ask Jamie to comment on the first 30 minutes of me talking so much, because I really do want y'all to hear from her. She brings a lot to the table. She used to think she doesn't, but now seeing more clearly who she is, God has shown her that she does see, and she has connected those dots and understands, oh no, there is a piece here that I play. And she's going to be encouragement to y'all. And she's going to bring love into the conversation, not just facts, 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 information, information, information. It's about relationship, ultimately with your Father who made you and who knew you before he put you in your mama's womb. And knowing you, he calls you something specific, and he put you in the earth to walk in that specific thing. And when you're walking in that specific thing, joy and peace will attend you, and cortisol will not be spiking. And then your physical protocols you want to do, your fasting, your keto, your workouts, your all your stuff, it'll work way better, way faster, and maybe not even be needed. The body is so resilient, it will take just God food and a little movement and sunshine and good, decent hydration, and it'll fix itself with the basics when you have peace and joy attending you. So when we come back from the break, I am going to be quiet and bring Jamie Bryn Edwards on the show to speak to y'all with a heart of love and peace. And that's who she is. She brings peace. So the peace pillar that's so important is actually sitting right in front of us today. So Jamie, sorry, I got long-winded, but I'm sure that's given you lots of thoughts. And really, I'm trying to take up time so she can't tell too many stories on me. We got to stay focused on the peace pillar, babe.
Okay.
Any comment before we go to the break? Or you want to wait till after the break?
I'm shocked that you didn't just keep going.
Well, this little countdown deal, 33 minutes right now, so that's really helped me.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, I am going to be quiet, though. We got a break, Wade. I guess you can take us to the break. I'm Dr. Ben Edwards. My wife, Jamie Edwards, here. She's going to visit with y'all when we come back. VeritasMedical.com is a website where we'll archive this and all our other shows, and then on iTunes and all the other podcast platforms out there. So y'all go check it out. Thanks for being with us today. I'm Dr. Ben and Jamie Edwards. You're the cure.
Of course, You're the Cure with Dr. Ben Edwards, MD. Check out VeritasMedical.com for archive shows and other important information to help you regain control of your health. That's VeritasMedical.com. Dr. Ben Edwards, MD.
All right, we're back. We've got Jamie here, my wife Jamie, in studio with us, and brought her in just to kind of add some her perspective to this 12 years journey we've been on, and specifically what's been happening over the last year and a half since that June 22 experience. I started seeking the kingdom more in relationship to what a doctor looks like. And of course, healing, divine healing, Jesus healed everyone that ever came to him for healing. We've talked about that. We've had Andrew Womack on the show. We've had Jim Baker on the show. We've had testimonials. But looking even deeper at things, this identity, Jamie Winship next week's going to talk about this, knowing who you are. It's a big, big deal in relationship to our business and Veritas. There's going to be some transitioning. We have some nurse practitioners leaving, getting reassigned, bringing holistic care to other communities in the area. We'll talk about more of that in the future. Some nurse practice just personally being reassigned because they're needed at home by the ailing parents. But we'll be talking about those details more. For patients out there, just want you to know we're with you. We're for you. We're going to be here for your acute needs. You have COVID, you have flu, a UTI. You need kind of an acute visit. That's what a doctor is the best at, these acute things. But being made whole and being well, that is what we really want. And that's where the Lord's shifting our focus or taking us deeper with our wellness navigators and with our whole team, and part of that being Jamie Edwards on the team. So, Jamie, anything you want to add to that journey, that story, or just where we're at now?
Yeah, I think that the thing that I'd go back to is our time in post. And just it was a time that the Lord just worked on Ben and I, and really the beginnings of our two identities. And yeah, so the day that Ben called and said, "Oh, by the way, I just got fired, and we need to be out by Sunday, everything." It was a strange experience, but Ben's very black and white and factual, and I feel things. And so in that moment, I told him, I said, "I feel like a butterfly that's being released from a cocoon." And I just knew that the Lord had something more, even though our entire world was being upturned. And so I've even described it as I felt like Barbie and Ken dolls, not that we look anything like them, but just God taking us by our little feet and shaking everything off that we ever knew, clothes-wise, mentally, just everything. And then he sat us back up, and he said, "Now I'm going to teach you some new things." And so old mindsets came off that Ben and I had both been raised in culturally, just things that we've been taught our whole life, that the Lord started kind of revealing and showing things that, man, we had no idea. And so this beautiful journey began, and not that it was easy. Veritas is, it's been a journey, and there's been lots of hard times of just, "Lord, what are you trying to do? And what are you trying to show us?" And so we've learned over the years to press in and ask him. And so here we are nearly 11 years later. And for the first time, I will say that I'm truly excited about the direction of where Veritas is going. And it's, I'll be honest, Veritas has been hard for me. It's been a pull. I mean, it's Ben's all in. And from the time that he became a doctor, that was his creed. He wanted to help people. And that's the one thing I remember in post, is he'd come home and say, "People aren't getting better. They're just getting more sick." And so I am so grateful for his heart, and that the Lord heard it. And he's been faithful of revealing truly how to help people get better. And it's been fun to see the journey of, the more Ben knows and learns, really the easier it becomes. God didn't make things hard for us as people. That's what I love about our Father. And so anyway, here we are 11 years later, and I feel again just like the door was slammed in post those years before. I feel like the Lord's kind of slamming some doors for us. I pray it's not because we've had hard hearts, but he's just revealing some things that have maybe been backwards. And that's what I'm most excited about, because I think that we have chased symptoms, and that ultimately that's kind of the backwards way of going about it. And if we will come at it with the mind and heart of truth, that people, I truly believe with all my heart, that people will be healed as like a byproduct of it. And it sounds crazy, but that's who our Father is. If you look at all the Bible stories, Jamie Winship, that you guys will get to hear about next week, we're so excited about him and the truths that he's brought to our lives. Just, it's funny how God brings stories about, and it's usually the most opposite way that you would ever think could happen, that you'd find victory in it, like with Joshua and bringing the band in. That's a story that Jamie Winship talks about. We're not actually going to use the warriors in this fight. We're going to use the band. And it works. And so Ben and I feel like the Lord's opened an invitation for us in this season to walk into something new and something better, because isn't that who our Father is? It'll be so much better than if we came up with it on our own. I'm passionate about it, because we truly do. When Ben says he doesn't want people to need a doctor, he means it. And so I'm so excited to come, and I feel like it'll be more relative and communal and we're just relational, and that's the way it should be, because we're built to have relationships. And so through my own journey of learning kind of a false identity that I carried around and then my true identity, it makes it a lot easier to see my place, and I'm excited to take that place now.
Well, I'm excited too. Jamie's always said, I don't want to be that doctor's wife that comes up to the office and gets her nose in his business and tries to, you know, all that. But that was walking in a mindset that was under the influence of the liar. And just like with me being under the influence of the liar in my thinking that I had to perform and excel and be the best and be number one and keep everybody happy, a spirit of man pleasing and a spirit of performance. And this in our personal life, I would say being right. I mean, doctors are actually trained to quote unquote be right with evidence-based medicine. If we're going to give a patient an answer or a colleague an answer, when we're talking to colleagues, we have to have evidence-based medicine, peer-reviewed, double-blind, placebo-controlled studies to give to that colleague, that peer, or to a patient, or to the medical board for that matter, or the FDA. Everything in Western medicine is about proving that you're right through a trial, a clinical trial. So you better have your ducks in a row, and you better be right if you're going to order this test or make this diagnosis or order this treatment. It's all about being right. But that has no place in the kingdom. There's righteousness and there's wickedness. There's God's ways and there's man's ways. There's our spirit man, made in God's image, who communes with the Holy Spirit, spirit to spirit, communes with God. God communes with our spirit. But we have this soul, this part of us with our mind, our will, and our emotions. And that's where the adversary and the accuser can come and present a thought, just like he did with Peter when Jesus said, "Get behind me, Satan," when a few verses earlier, Peter had made a statement where Jesus said, "My Father in heaven told you that." And just a couple verses later, Jesus called him out saying, "Whoa, the father of all lies told you that one." We can get the truth through the spirit, through our spirit man versus our soul. And so I was walking in my soul big time under the influence of the spirit of having to be right and performance and man-pleasing and the orphan spirit, my own provision, my own protection. And that creates conflict. It creates conflict with me and Jamie, creates conflict with me and God, really, and with myself and with others. And it just doesn't work. And so I've sat this past year and a half, as we had a couple nurse practitioners had to retire or move on, I stepped back into the role of seeing new patients on a daily basis. And for the past year, seeing all these new patients, I can tell you, literally, I could count it on one hand, maybe two or three, where I didn't just hop up on that whiteboard and connect the dots for them of their symptoms that they walked in that door complaining of, and connect those dots basically to cortisol, fight or flight, which is through your autopilot nervous system. The autopilot only runs in rest and digest or fight or flight. And when you go fight or flight, you shut down your stomach acid, you shut down your entire GI tract, the peristalsis, the gallbladder, the pancreas. You shift your microbiome significantly when you're in fight or flight. The pH change devastates your microbiome more than antibiotics do. So there's no way to have a healthy gut and therefore immune system, because 80% of your immune system's in the gut. There's no way in fight or flight to do that. Well, that's through autopilot. And that autopilot system Fight or flight versus rest and digest is not under your voluntary control. My heart's beating right now and my stomach is digesting my breakfast right now on its own. I'm not telling my heart to beat and I'm not telling my stomach acid cells to squirt out hydrochloric acid. It's doing that in the background on its own. It's autopilot. Well, your autopilot is under the influence, not of your voluntary command, but under the influence of your heart. Your thoughts, your beliefs, how you see God, how you see yourself, and how you see others will directly impact, and it does. It impacts your autopilot. It runs the show. It tells your autopilot to flip fight or flight or rest and digest. And the three systems that you don't need in fight or flight, or your body says we better turn way, way down for these 5 minutes of fighting a tiger, is your immune system, your GI system, and your hormone system. In close to, if not 100% of the patients that seek out our counsel are coming with symptoms in the GI, immune, and hormone areas of their body. So I cannot, in good conscience, just give that person a protocol or a diet or an exercise regimen or a supplement regimen, and all of those could be beneficial and may be needed to some degree. But in a way, it's going to be just like in Garza County, given a pharmaceutical. If it's not getting to the root of the problem, then is it really helping? And that's got to be an individual thing, because we meet people where they're at. If someone walks in with a blood pressure of 200 over 120, I'm probably getting out my prescription pad and writing a prescription for some emergency relief. But I'm going to spend a whole, because that takes about 2 seconds to do that. So then I'm going to spend the rest of the 59 minutes and 58 seconds of that hour visit probably getting to know them a little more and what's really going on and what drove that thought and that decision and what influenced you to think that and make that decision. And it ends up, how do you see God? How do you see yourself? And how do you see others? And why? Because we're walking under a false hood, a lie. It always goes back to that. So again, a diet, an exercise regimen, or a natural protocol isn't going to be the answer. It can be a partial answer. And we for sure want to teach the truth. I think it's Jamie Winship that says the devil only has three tools to use against us. And one of them is he's been disarmed from, which is fear of death. Jesus took care of that, Hebrews 2. So what's that leave him? Deception and accusation. And to me, the deception, that's what we're teaching in the wellness program. Vegetable oils are pro-inflammatory and they kill your metabolism. They kill your mitochondria. Don't eat that. It's rancid and pro-inflammatory. Oh, I didn't know that, doc. Well, now you do. Through deception, you didn't know that. Lack of knowledge, my people are destroyed. I didn't know that table salt was only three minerals and God's salt is 72 to 78 minerals. Well, now you do. And that salt's not bad, it's healthy. Eggs aren't bad, they're healthy. Well, now you know why grass-fed beef versus soy and corn-fed beef, the difference in the pro-beneficial effects. That there's tons of knowledge to be gained. So deception, usually from love of money, leads to these deceptions in the health realm. So stewardship will deal with the deception. We'll teach you, we'll walk with you. But accusation, the accuser's after your life. All of us are in the battle of a life. He's coming after our life. He has no power and authority to take your life, but through your frontal lobe. If he can trick you and fool you into believing a lie about who God is, who you are, and who your neighbor is, then he's got you. And if you think you got to perform, you got to people please, you got to take on unlawful responsibility, everything's all your fault, so therefore you have to fix it, a number of falsehoods, it will cause you to make decisions that produce fruit in your life that lead to chaos, fight or flight, cortisol, and health problems. So I can't sleep at night if I don't connect those dots for patients. Well, guess what? That doesn't take a doctor. there's plenty of doctors, integrative, holistic, and conventional, that can treat symptoms, and I'm not against it. I'm not, and that's why I want people to hear me, and Jamie can reiterate before we wrap it up. This isn't that's wrong, this is right, or good versus bad. That's a knowledge of good and evil. Eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, either or. It's not either or.
Yeah, we just want people to know that we aren't, we're just saying yes to our Father's invitation to go deeper, to press in, to go harder. And we're super excited about it. And we're not going to leave you hanging. We'll meet you where you're at. Isn't, that's our Father. He, no matter where we're at, he says, here I am. And that he's never left us anyway. But that's what we want to come in beside our patients and those that want to come and say, 1,000%, we'll meet you where you're at. But we're also saying yes to this beautiful invitation that he's given us to go deeper and to be made whole, like fully. We don't want to leave you half broken, mind, body, and soul. And I feel like our medical system has left so many people without hope, joy. It's just stolen so much. And that's why we're going to stand with you and say, absolutely not. No more stealing from the enemy. And we're taking back ground. And you're going to be better 1,000%, mind, body, and soul.
Yep. That's right. We want to walk with you. This isn't the either or. This isn't, it's not a dramatic change, but practically speaking, I'm speaking to our patients right now. What you're going to see, if you're just coming in for your annual visit, looking at your blood work, and that's about all you're doing, that's great and that's fine. And I mean, we're going to keep doing that. If you've been coming in just when you're sick and you need us, which is rare because you're stewarding, but occasionally, you know, you get flu or COVID and you need some hydration IV or whatever, you will be there. But what the Lord's putting the brakes on is just hiring 3 more new nurse pracs that, by the way, take a number of months to train. And that's can be toiling for me. That's what the Lord showed me. You don't just keep feeding the same system. You're moving to a new and higher and deeper level. And there's nurse pracs all over the West Texas area. And we'll continue to treat symptoms when you're acutely sick, and we'll continue to see your annual visits. But the follow-ups, these follow-ups for chronic diseases, that's where we want to shift and invite you to walk with a wellness navigator who can walk in these deeper truths that Jamie and I are kind of touching on and introducing you to. Jamie Winship next week will talk even more about it, and we'll continue in the new year talking about what exactly are y'all talking about. I know it's a mindset shift. And it's not going to be for everyone. It's a journey. I mean, it's taken Jamie and I 23 years of marriage. I don't know how many years of medical. I guess 23 years count med school. But 12 years or 11 years of integrative to get where we're at today. So, you know, we want to walk with you. But we also feel like it's a season of acceleration where people can jump down this road way faster. Mm-hmm. And if we just keep in the old wineskin and this trying to put new wine in the old wineskin, it's not going to work. It's going to be real ugly and it's going to tear apart and not be good. The Lord said it's a new day, new wine going into new wineskin. And we're excited. We hope y'all are excited. We'll explain it more in the new year of what exactly this looks like. But in a nutshell, we're going to have a stable of wellness navigators, and the Lord's already bringing them. And these navigators can navigate you through the natural, like with my dad last week. Go listen to that show if you missed it, and navigate you in truth of food and exercise and see the benefits of that. But also, when you're willing and or want to and ready to, can navigate in the deeper spiritual truths, specifically how to hear from God, how to hear from God who you really are, your true identity. Get rid of the lies that are your filters that are leading to the fight or flight, cortisol spike, and ultimately to disease. So.
Yep, it's a mindset.
Yep. And Jamie and I don't have it all figured out either. That's the beauty of it too. We're learning as we go, and the team at Veritas is learning as we go, but we're all seeking. We're seeking the kingdom. So, Jamie, thank you for coming in today. We're going to have to do a part 2, you know, in the new year.
Well, thanks for having me, but we'll have to negotiate that.
That usually involves shopping. Or a goat.
Or a goat. Or yes, a always dog. A goat.
Jamie's the animal lover. We've got a lot of goats, and she says we're keeping the goats because it keeps me humble, keeps my head from getting too big. But thank you for being in here, JB. You've meant a lot to me, obviously, as the one who completes me as black and white, and you bring relational, and you bring the love, and you bring the truth in love. So thank you for being with me.
Well, it's a good team that the Lord brought together.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Father, for a wife that loves you and seeks you more than anything. All right, guys. Next week we'll have Jamie Winship on the show. Super excited about what the Lord has done in his life over the past 20 years about true identity versus false and about hearing from God. He does still speak, and he can speak directly to you, the true you. And then in the new year, we'll have Jamie back some more, I'm sure. This Jamie, my Jamie. And other great guests as we dive deeper into teaching you how to be the cure. You're the cure, the true you, with God, leading and guiding you and speaking to you. You can be the cure. We might have to put a subtitle on this podcast, You're the Cure. Okay, that's it. Dr. Ben Edwards here. You're the Cure. VeritasMedical.com is the website where we'll archive this and on all the social media platforms. Wade, thank you again for your airwaves.
And you've been listening to You're the Cure with Dr. Ben Edwards, MD. Check out VeritasMedical.com for archive shows and other important information to help you regain control of your health. That's VeritasMedical.com.